For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Have you ever stolen anything from work or worked with somebody who you knew that maybe they got busted or maybe they bragged about it?
Who hasn't?
Right?
Come on. I don't think Adam Sandler was singing about this lunch lady in Chicago when he did his lunch lady song. Take a listen to what she did.
Cook County prosecutors allege she used her position to embezzle $1.5 million from the school district, ordering more than 11,000 cases of chicken wings from the district's food provider and picking them up with the district's cargo van.
So lunch lady in Chicago orders 11,000 pounds of chicken wings over the course of like a year or two and goes and picks them up with a county van and God knows what she did with them. I mean, maybe sells them to a chicken place.
But they never went to the school to be distributed to the kids.
That's how she got caught, is that they had bones in them. Obviously, they're chicken wings with bones. Yeah. And the rule is they don't serve
first graders
bones, yeah, to kids.
Chicken wings with bones. Yeah. You might remember during the height of the pandemic, there was a chicken wing shortage.
Oh, yeah.
So this lady was probably thinking like, oh, I'm going to cash in.
Supply and demand, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her.
So, yeah, hopefully she made a good penny on $1.5 million worth of chicken wings.
Insane.
It's funny, just talking about stealing from work. One of my biggest heists ever was I personally stole chicken from work.
Oh, you're a chicken thief
Okay. So we could just do a phone topic this morning on just people who have stolen chicken. But I had a girlfriend back in the day while I was in college, and she was like, you can get a job at McDonald's if you tried. And so that day I went and I got a job at McDonald's, and she came into the room and there was the ugly brown polyester McDonald's uniform hanging there. So I worked there for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when I tell you, these people had video cameras everywhere. It was like Mission Impossible.
Wow.
From the cooler to another area. I mean, it took 5 hours. My entire shift, I'm slowly moving this bag of chicken fajita mix that they were selling. And it was delicious.
What do you mean you slowly moved it? Like you were in the cooler and then you would like
I moved
put
it to
it
the
somewhere.
Outside of the cooler, okay. Then moved it over like 1 foot at a time throughout the course of the day. I would slide the chicken so that they would make sure that they had, if they were going to catch me on tape, it was going to be over the course of an entire day.
So you stole a bag of chicken fajita mix. Was that like, was the juice worth the squeeze, or was the chicken worth the cluck in this instance? Like,
I was probably heavier than I am now back in the day.
Okay, so
you're
it was.
Asking me, was the juice
so
worth
it
the
was.
Squeeze?
It was the more than worth.
Juiciest, most delicious chicken. 404-741-0985. What did you steal from work, or what did somebody admit to steal? Now I'm going to have to go back to McDonald's. Kara.
Yeah. Listen, everybody steals from work, even if it's something that's like a pen or a ream of paper.
Not you.
What did Kara steal? It's got to be bigger than a pen. 404-741-0985. Kara,
yes.
Thief? Really? You? You've stolen from work?
Everybody's stolen something from work. And if you say you haven't, you're lying. Even
I'm
if
amazed.
It was a pen or a ream of paper or maybe a stapler or something like that. But I worked at a really cool costume shop, and there was this costume I had my eye on for a long time, and I just took it home with me one day and didn't take it back.
What's the costume?
Wonder Woman.
So you have a Wonder Woman, stolen Wonder Woman costume?
It's sitting in my closet I'll never be able to wear.
It's still there? Oh,
yeah,
it's still there. How much? Yeah. Let's get you into that thing.
If the cops show up at your house, you could use the Wonder Twin powers to get rid of them.
Please
you're gonna
don't
steal,
take me to jail.
Yeah, if you're going to steal something,
yeah,
make sure it's a superhero costume.
Exactly.
And it wasn't like the one from Amazon. It's the nice.
No, it was one that we rented out. So it was like a nice.
Okay.
It was a good one.
All right.
Drex, I don't even know if we have time for you. Talk about stealing from work.
I mean, paper, coffee, toilet paper. There's a lotion in the ladies' room here that I really like that I've swiped.
You stole TV from the ladies' room?
Well, yeah. We get here early and there's no one in there.
404-741-0985. Ray and Noonan, it wasn't you, but...
I actually had a friend. He came over to our house one day and was telling me about an incident where he saw something very nice in his workplace and decided to take it.
What was it?
It was like a watch, a very expensive watch from like the Amazon warehousing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Could you imagine how tempting it would be to steal from it? If you worked at an Amazon warehouse, you'd have access to every single item produced in America.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, Amazon, everything comes from there.
Yeah, but you don't think that they have security at every gate wanding you down?
You would think.
Like you probably have to walk in nude, get dressed, work, then get nude and walk out.
It sounds like this job.
Right.
What kind of watch are we talking about? It can't be like an Amazon Basics watch. You got to go big.
It definitely had to be something a little more expensive to strike an interest in someone to...
They don't sell Rolex on Amazon.
They might. They sell everything else on Amazon.
Hang on. Amazon.com.
Oh, here we go. Down the rabbit hole.
Rolex.
I always get sucked down that hole, too. I'm like, all right, well, let me see exactly what they do sell.
Right?
Rolex Oyster King.
Yep.
$7,975. Here's a $17,000 Rolex.
I'm sure those are just hanging out in the Amazon warehouse.
Best comment we got on Facebook was from a teacher who said that they don't steal from work. They have to steal from home, like supplies from home to bring in to school. Work. Crazy.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Clouds today with a high of 55. Rain moving in tonight. It's 55 now. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you who just welcomed a brand new baby in just a minute, but thanks a lot, TikTok. So because of the increase in thefts of certain Kia and Hyundai models, two major insurance companies are putting the squash on writing policies. So what does that have to do with TikTok?
Yeah, I'm trying to follow. So it's TikTok's fault that if you drive a Kia, you're not going to be able to be insured?
Yeah, kind of. So there have been videos that have been circulating that basically shows you how to hack the key fob and steal certain Kia and Hyundai models.
Whoa.
This has been going on for months now. I know there was a rash of thefts that were here in Atlanta with this happening.
All it is radio frequencies, right? So if you have something that scans radio frequencies, once it locks, the car unlocks and you're in.
I'm not sure how all that works, but certain models of Kia and Hyundais from 2011 to 2021 that have a steel key to insert and turn to start the ignition are affected by this. So State Farm and Progressive have said they're not going to cover these vehicles anymore at all just because there's been so many thefts and they don't want to deal with it. So
yeah, Jake and Flo are not happy, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so. Now, I do believe that both Hyundai and Kia are trying to do like something to remediate this, but it still costs like $170 and you've got to send your car to the dealership to get it taken care of. And what a hot mess.
I should have saved money and just given everybody a club. Remember the club?
That would stop this.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I guess so.
We've gotten so digital that the answers are analog now.
Totally.
Yeah. I like it.
Now, the 2023 celebrity baby boom has already begun. Meghan Trainor announced that she and her spy kids hubby Daryl are expecting baby number two. And Adam Levine and his supermodel wife, Beatty Prinsloo, just welcomed baby number three. Now, they haven't given any details, like if it's a boy or a girl or what the name is. But after all that drama that Adam went through in the fall, he's really tried to lay low and focus on family time.
Where's the timeline? How does the timeline work with the Adam Levine cheating scandal and his wife Behati having
a
child?
It all like broke out right when she had found out that she was pregnant and they were just getting ready to announce that baby number three was on the way.
Okay.
And was kind of overshadowed by all of this Adam.
Yeah, but according to him, he never actually met up with any of these women. It was all on his phone. So we could have done that in the delivery room. I looked yesterday at this article and I saw pictures of Adam Levine and the supermodel wife of his. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, if these two can't stay together and find each other attractive enough, that just proves that all men are dogs, even handsome men.
Yes.
With beautiful women.
Duh.
I got nobody. Nobody disagrees.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
Does that make me crazy?
Safe place for your secrets. We call it Confess You're Crazy. You can be anonymous at 404-741-0985. Tara in Vinings, what's your confession?
When I was single, I lived in Buckhead, and I kept seeing this cat in the neighborhood, and there were no tags. Like, I felt for a chip. There wasn't one, so of course, I kept the cat. She was...
How do you know that there's not a chip? Is it in the same part of a cat? Because they sew it into their bodies, don't they?
They usually just put it in between the shoulder blades, like cats
or dogs.
So you
can feel around there and see whether or not there's
sometimes.
A chip in there. So you didn't feel any chip. And you, did I hear you say you kept the cat?
I did keep the cat.
Oh, cute.
I had to.
She's got no home. You might as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. I felt so bad for her. And she was so sweet. But then a few weeks later, I noticed a sign for a missing cat with a picture of my cat.
So someone's looking for your kitty.
Yeah.
Someone's looking for their kitty.
Right? Yeah.
Did you do the right thing?
For myself.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, crap, that's Phoebe. So, I mean, I just really discreetly took the sign down. But then they started popping up everywhere. Whatever, I ended up breaking my lease and moving to Vining so that I could keep her. So,
you broke your lease and moved so you could keep a stray cat?
I did. I said it really fast. I hope you weren't catching it, but I did.
What's interesting is you probably raised some red flags when you took down the sign.
Yeah.
Probably, but I was willing to do it.
She moved herself into a new jurisdiction, so she can't be extradited from Vinings back to Buckhead.
Maybe you don't feel comfortable calling us with your confession at 404-741-0985.
Yeah, Shelly hopped on the Tad, Drex & Kara Facebook page and says she works at the front desk at a doctor's office, makes the appointments, and says a lot of the patients she has, the ailments are kind of just in the mind. They're really just lonely. So she'll arrange the appointments to matchmake those that she thinks will, get along with each other.
Kidding me? Yeah, she's running around silver singles out of the doctor's office?
She says she'll keep them waiting in the waiting room for about 20 minutes. She says she's been working for this doctor's office now for 15 years, and she has had 8 marriages.
That's crazy.
That's great.
I love it. It doesn't have to be a bad crazy. It could be a good crazy. Alexis. Yeah.
So I heard my husband on the phone placing a bet through a friend of his in Florida.
A bet on what?
You know the Bengals game that was playing?
Oh, yeah. Right. Championship Sunday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He bet $100 that the Bengals would win, which I thought was a pretty dumb bet. So I called a girlfriend of mine in Tampa, and I had her put $500 that the Chiefs would win. So he lost and I doubled my money.
So you're up. You've made the money, but he lost 100.
Yeah, that's how.
And you're not going to share any of your winnings here?
Oh no, of course not. I mean, he's at 100. I'm up. Come on.
Do you guys have a joint account?
We do have a joint account, but I also have my own separate account, which is privately in my nightstand.
The bank of nightstand.
Yeah, definitely the bank of nightstand.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I love this. It's like the lady that called in that said that she plays poker. She uses the house account to play, but all the winnings go into her slush fund. Many ways to funnel money.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Rachel, you have an issue with a baby shower gift.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling really guilty right now.
Okay.
So my friend Sonia, she's pregnant. She's the first one in our group to have a baby.
Nice.
So we're all super excited. Of course, I waited to the last minute to even look at her registry because I figured it would just be super easy just to jump on. But she has a huge family, you know?
Uh-huh.
Everything was gone. And the only thing left were the most expensive,
Gosh, I hate that.
So what was left?
I mean, they were both like over $500.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh. It sounds like you're getting a gift card.
Right?
I don't know if you guys know about the Buy Nothing group.
Oh, yeah. My wife has one that she started in Brookhaven. This is where if you have extra stuff lying around, you can just post it on there. People are like, I'll pick it up on your porch. It's free, right?
Good to know.
I heard about it with a friend that I work with. I had told her to look out for it because I've been working. And she texted me and she's like, you better get this Bugaboo stroller. And so it's used, but it had a little bit of scruff, but it's just super minor. But I didn't tell her that it was secondhand, but she made a face, guys. And ever since the shower, I feel like I need to be honest with her.
So just to recap, you got a free stroller, a Bugaboo stroller, which is a nice stroller,
super
on a Buy
expensive.
Nothing group for free, gave it to your friend at the shower. It has some scuff marks, but you didn't say anything. You didn't say, oh, by the way, I didn't pay for this. And your friend made a face when she opened the stroller.
Yeah. I feel guilty for not being upfront, honestly.
Like, you should have said, by the by, this was free.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You didn't take. And now that's where we come in here this morning, is we're going to call her in a couple of minutes. And we're going to be like, by the way, that was secondhand. I got it for free. I noticed that you made a face. And I'm very sorry. I want your forgiveness.
I can't get it out of my mind. You know, I've been even dreaming about it. So I just,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, we need to get.
This is taking
its
toll.
I'll even offer to get it professionally cleaned, you know.
Oh, you'll get it professionally cleaned for her. Is
that
your
cool.
offer?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, you got it for free, so.
We're going to call your friend. You said her name is Sonia or Sonia?
Sonia.
Sonia. All right, we'll call her next and see if she'll forgive you, okay?
Okay.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Rachel's feeling guilty because she gave her friend Sonia a stroller for a baby shower gift that she had gotten for free off a Buy Nothing group on Facebook, and it had a couple of scuff marks on it, but she thought it was a good idea until she saw the look on Sonia's face when she opened it. Rachel, sit tight. We're going to call and see if we can get Sonia to forgive you.
Hello?
Hey, is this Sonia?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're at B98.5. How are you?
I'm sorry, you're who?
if I had a nickel for every time we got that. We are just calling because we wanted to congratulate you. Your first baby is on the way, is that right?
Oh, yes.
You had a shower over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
How did it go?
Great. It was good.
Did you get everything, like all the gifts that you were hoping to get for the baby?
For the most part.
Was there anything particular problem with something you received or anything you received?
Wait, why are you guys asking me all these questions?
Oh, well, you said for the most part, so I was just wondering what you meant by that.
I did get a stroller that kind of caused some problems, and actually I really wanted to tell my friend about it because...
Let me just interrupt here because this might actually work out. We have your friend Rachel on the phone. This is a feature called Forgive and Forget, and Rachel was actually feeling guilty about the stroller.
Why does Rachel feel guilty?
Rachel?
Hey, yeah, no, I'm on the line, Sonia. You know how you gave me a kind of funny look when you opened the stroller this weekend? I don't...
I don't know how you paid for it, so... Well, thank you.
Okay, yeah,
thank
I know.
Thank you, because I loved it. Thank you.
Now I feel even more guilty. Sonia, I got that for free on the Buy Nothing group on Facebook, and I know I should have said something. I should have been upfront with you.
Wait, you didn't pay for that stroller?
I know. I'm sorry. I really should have said something. I've been feeling so bad.
You literally got that for free?
I did. I know.
Oh, my God. I'm so relieved.
What did you say, Sonia?
Yes.
You're relieved?
Yes. Oh, God. I was feeling horrible.
Sonia, hold on. I'm confused here. You're relieved that she didn't pay for it?
The stroller wouldn't fit in my trunk. We were like, we had put the car seat in, and we were getting the car ready, and it won't fit in the trunk. So I ended up selling it.
Oh, you sold the free stroller.
Well, this sounds like it works out if you sold it, because Rachel didn't actually spend any money on it. So,
oh, my God.
This feature is called Forgive and Forget. Sonia, you must forgive Rachel for getting you this free stroller if you were able to sell it and you didn't need it in the first place.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Of course.
I'm just curious. How much did you get for it?
Oh, my gosh. I got $500 cash. I was asking
$500, you said?
What?
Yeah. We got $500 cash for it.
Don't you think we should, like, split that money?
Rachel, no.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on
B98.5. It's fine, yeah, but buddy, you get nervous.
What Hello. In the world, you two? What are you talking about?
Are you talking to us?
Are you talking to me?
Enough.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Dana and Cumming, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Sorry to interrupt. Could you please?
Oh, we're having a good ride into school.
Sounds
good.
Like it, yeah.
Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Yes. Kara, please, peace out.
I'm gone, Dana. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to ask you these five trivia questions while Kara stands outside the studio. We'll bring her back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 of her own money. And who's helping you out this morning, Dana?
My son, Hunter.
Dana and Hunter. All right, here's question one. Guests at Disney World's Magic Kingdom were kicked out of the park at 4 o'clock yesterday with no explanation. Whose castle is located in the Magic Kingdom?
Cinderella's.
Question number two, Frontier Airlines offering a $400 unlimited flight pass for the summer. True or false, Frontier operates out of the E terminal at Atlanta's airport.
True.
Number three, Progressive Insurance. So they're going to stop insuring certain Kia vehicles that are easy to steal. What's the name of Progressive's spokesperson?
Hello.
Number four, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence announced another Bad Boys movie's in the works. This will be what number Bad Boys movie?
Three. Are you sure, Hunter? Three? Okay.
Number five, Bed Bath & Beyond announced they're going to close another 90 stores this year. What's the name of the newborn store Bed Bath & Beyond owns?
Bye Bye Baby.
Let's bring Kara back in.
So Hunter didn't know question number five is what you're saying? You guys did really well, Dana and Hunter and Cumming. We'll see what happens.
All right, Carrie, you ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Whose castle's located in the Magic Kingdom?
Cinderella.
Dana got that right, 1-1.
Question two, true or false, Frontier operates out of the E terminal at Atlanta's airport?
Sure, true.
Yeah, they put them all the way at the end. All right, that's what Dana said, 2-2.
Number three, what's the name of Progressive's spokesperson? It's Progressive Insurance.
That's Flo.
It is Flo. I'd like to see Flo and Lily from AT&T, like Battle Royale, maybe.
What is it with you and Lily from AT&T?
I like Lily from AT&T. All right, Dana said that as well, 3-3.
That's what you want to see them do?
Yes! How dare you?
Number four, the new Bad Boys movie that's in the works will be Bad Boys number what?
Number four.
Dana said it's going to be number three. All right, it's 4-3 right now.
Yeah, I thought it was
4-Hunter. Yeah, Hunter. Hunter, when mommy doesn't win the $100. Number five, what's the name of the newborn store Bed Bath & Beyond owns?
Bye Bye Baby.
Oh, it took a minute. I was you just had a baby, Kara, I would think. All right, that's what Dana said. Final score, 5-4. Dana and Hunter and Cumming, y'all smarter than Kara.
No, we are not smarter than Kara.
Kara, your new record, 1,376 wins, just 45 losses.
Sorry, Dana and Hunter.
Yes. I'm going to blame my son.
Yeah. Have a great day at school, Hunter.
Today.
I know. He's going to watch all three Bad Boys movies.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.